Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A prayer to taste and see the Lord's goodness. By Tiffany Tibalt, read by Leah Martin. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who trusts in Him. Psalm 34:8. There's something special about attending an event where just appetizers are served. Each one is uniquely displayed, a visual treat that promises a special culinary experience. Guests carefully choose the ones that catch their eye, that promise to satisfy. And those who choose to pass by and not taste the treats will never know how good they were or know what they're missing. Our Bible verse says in Psalm 34:8, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him." Our verse tells us to taste. The word taste in Hebrew is ta'am, which means to perceive. It's an action word. So how silly it would be to put appetizers on our plate and never taste them. When we eat our food, we hold it, sample it, chew, and then swallow it, allowing all the flavors to cross over every taste bud, telling our brains exactly what it is that we're tasting. What if we were to approach our time in the Bible this way, with pleasure and enjoyment? Our verse also tells us to see. The word see in Hebrew, ra'ah, this word tells us to intently look at, to study. It's not just being an observer, it's actively choosing and learning. Just as no one puts appetizers on their plate to simply look at them, our Bible should be studied as something we desperately need. This verse, "Taste and see that the Lord is good," is an opportunity to know that truth for ourselves. Unless you pick up that appetizer off your plate and taste it, you'll never know if it's good. This verse is an invitation to experience Him, to savor Him, to choose Him, as we learn to taste and see that the Lord is good. We must know it for ourselves. This entire Psalm 34 tells of God's goodness to those who take refuge in Him. It says He cares for our every need. He provides us with a good and long life. He's with us in our troubles. And He saves us from our enemies. He is provider, protector, sustainer, healer, our peace, our hope, our salvation. The Lord can be trusted with your heartaches and every one of your struggles. He desires that we experience Him fully, and that requires action on our part. The second half of our verse says this: blessed is the one who trusts in him. The word trust in Hebrew means to flee for protection, to confide in. To trust in the Lord means to run to God for protection and to confide in him. To trust means we must place our hearts and every situation into God's capable plans. He alone is our answer and our protection. Let's taste and see that the Lord is good. Let's trust in him and seek him for help in all our troubles. Our verse gives us a promise that as we actively look to him, we can trust him. That promise is found in the word blessed. Strong's Concordance says that the word blessed means happy. So this Bible verse actually says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy is the one who trusts in him. This verse tells us that we can trust God for our happiness. When we intentionally taste and savor the Lord's word, we'll see his goodness in every area of our lives. It will revive our souls, strengthen our faith, and allow us to face our most difficult situations. All those hard things, the trials that drain you, the pain that's wearing you down, we can take heart because the Lord is good. He asks you to taste his word to see that he is good. He helped us in the past because he's good. He's working in your life today, even if you can't see it, because he is good. Allow his joy to fill your beautiful soul. Let the happy that he fills you with be the reason that others turn to him. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for being good. Thank you for the promise that I can be happy as I trust you. Open my eyes, Lord, as I read your word and think about your goodness in my circumstances. Help me to taste your truth and see how you're working in my life. May my life and the joy you fill me with encourage those around me to taste and see that you are good. In your name I pray. Amen.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.